Hi there, I am Jordan, and I would like to give you a tour of my house. Let's go inside. This is our living room, and over there sitting in front of the TV is full stop, but we like to call him period. Let's go talk to him. Hi, I like to stop sentences so people can breath after reading something. For example, I went to the store to get milk, but there was no milk, so I had to wait for them to restock, so I went to go to pay. This sentence is very long, and you never get to take a break to breathe. Here is the same sentence, with full stops. I went to the store to get milk, but there was no milk. I had to wait for them to restock. So I went to go pay. See, that's so much better. There's one rule you have to follow: always end a sentence with a full stop. Well, I have to go get some milk. Nice meeting you, full stop. Here is our kitchen. We love to make pancakes here. Speaking about pancakes, there is exclamation mark making pancakes. Let's go talk to him next. Hello, I heard you were learning about punctuation. That's cool. Can I teach you about what exclamation marks are? Exclamation marks make words scream excitement or pop. For instance, I love pancakes, or I love pancakes. Do you smell burning? Oh no, my pancakes. I got to go. Let's go to the backyard. We have lots of fun things out there. Oh look, there is question mark playing on the swings. Let's go talk to him. Do you like learning? If don't you, that's okay too, but I'll teach you about question marks anyway. You use me when you're asking something like who, when, where, why, what, which, and how. I'll give you an example. Do you have chocolate? Can I have some? I'm pretty easy to use. There is not many rules. Just put me at the end of a question, that's all. Lunch is ready, said comma, coming, said Jordan. Let's go get some lunch. Hi, I'm comma. Full stop said you were learning about punctuation. Well, you use commas to separate ideas, especially when they are joined by any of these seven coordinating conjunctions: and, but, for, or, nor, so, yet. For example, the game was over, but the crowd refused to leave. Hi Jordan, Jordan's friend was quotation mark, nice to meet you. Can we tell you the importance of quotation marks? Two are used to show that someone is talking. For example, we need to go to the store, said Emily. I think is a good idea, replied Jordan, so they went to the store. We don't know who is talking, or if it is someone talking and not the narrator, if we don't use quotation marks. Well, I think it is time for you to go home. It is getting late. I hope you learned a lot about punctuation. I'll see you again soon. CloudLink Academy, China, Xian, Jerry Dang.